and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. A day 388. How are we all doing? Good grief! Simon's in first! Honestly, Jonathan, what happened? Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, Jonathan. Anyway, hello Simon, hello Renee, hello Alex, oh hello Kim. And then we're all in. Ah, hello everybody, how are you doing? Been a bit of a strange day here. Weather-wise, no snow. Result? Well, it is April. Didn't stop it though, did it? Anyway, no snow today, but it's absolutely freezing, isn't it, Mike?
It's a bit cold.
It is at the moment -3. In the night, I was sat here in a blanket, which was just as well after I'd seen the electric bill. I'm sure they stuck a note on that. They shouldn't have been there. Oh, Deb did have snow last night. Is that normal for that time of year, or is it just crazy season again? Because it's still crazy season here. With that on top of the vaccine latest update, there are no words. It's safe, but we're not giving it to anybody over 30. Over 30. No, under 30. Not giving it to anybody under 30, that's right. So you're not going to get that one if you're under 30. But in better news, the Moderna vaccine's available, which is Kim approved. That's amazing. Right. It's a bit chilly around the Trossachs. That's exactly how I term it. We've got a MacBytes show called A Bit Chilly Around the Trossachs. Renee woke up with snow. Wow. Oh, but it's normal for Deb, so that's okay. No, it's not normal here. Mind you, actually, it's hard to say what's normal here. It's just insanity all the time. Renee and his wife decided not to take the AstraZeneca jab. That would be my preferred approach. The problem in the UK is we don't get a say in what we have. So if you are over 30, you are going to get the AstraZeneca one because they need to keep the Moderna and the Pfizer for those under 30 now. So not only have I not had the invite yet, I'm not fancying what's on offer either. Oh, it'll all sort itself out in the end. We have got a British one coming. Is it called Novavax or something?
Something like that.
I think it's being made in the Northeast. Kim knows all about the Northeast, don't you, Pet? The Northeast is where everybody calls everybody Pet.
Why aye, man.
Yep. They have a very strong accent in the Northeast. As do, where would you say the other strong accents are? Liverpool, Birmingham.
Yeah.
Possibly the West Country.
London.
It's a lovely accent in the West Country, really laid back. It's really nice. But yes, it's Vera territory. That's where it's being made. I think it's Tyne and Wear they're actually making it. So it might come and say Pet on the packet. Who knows? Who knows? Pet and love. There you go. Two vaccines, Pet and Love, coming to you from Vera Country. I need to watch some Vera, don't I? The reason I didn't was I saw the first one, but it was that long ago I can barely remember it. And I think either Dad was ill or Mum was ill, and Mum didn't enjoy it, so that was it. So that wasn't being put on again. It was her TV, we didn't have one. So I didn't see the rest. But they do tend to put them on ITV3, which is a replay channel. You know, no new programmes on it, but they'll take an entire series of something. So there's usually Inspector Morse and Endeavour or Lewis. I love Lewis. Lewis, I could just watch and watch. Let's have a look. Vera. Is Vera on there at the moment? And I know I need to scroll all the way down. Right, I've got 4 episodes of Vera available. But the thing is, it's series 10, which is probably the new one, isn't it? I don't know. Is Vera the kind of thing that makes sense to see from the beginning? Because if it is, then I've got a problem. I'll have to wait. But if I find Vera, then I'll give it a watch. So that's where we're at vaccine-wise. Oh, and the other thing was, remember when we said with lorries, you've got to give lorries a wide berth. You know, a long time, they need a huge distance to stop safely. No idea what happened to this one, but London's gridlocked tonight. Because if there's an accident on the M25, which is the London Ring Road, which must be about 200 miles long, then nothing moves. And that just happened on the M25. Well, actually, it's on the A2, which is over the top of the M25. The M25 is to the right of that photo. You'll see that there's no traffic jams on there at the moment because they had to clear it. Mm. Well, at least he stopped. And at least the cab was on the road. The rest of it, less so. It's going to be interesting trying to move it, isn't it? I'm not going to be able to couple that up. Not from the front, you're not. Mind you, it looks like the cab's still attached. The cab attaches to the back of it with, like, wires. You can't tell. Those wires could be those, the ones that look stretched, black, going from the bit of the back of the truck to the front of the container on the back. Usually they're multiple colours, but they all look black. But they look like they're still attached, so you never know. There's a chance they might be able to move it. The driver got out of that unscathed, believe it or not. Mind you, I bet he's a bit nervy. No idea how that happened, but if you
right,
look...
Do you want to go and play?
Yes, and I want some food bringing up, Daddy. All of them. I want a full complement to choose from.
You've had food.
She's had food. That doesn't mean you don't want more, does it, Lola?
Come on.
Off you toddle.
Let's go.
She's been in real chunnering mode tonight. She's been chunnering on with her little self for about 20 minutes. Too cute. Too cute. If you look at the road, it actually... It looks a bit frosty. And knowing that there was snow, it could have been that. I don't know. Because he clearly wasn't trying to turn there, was he? Scary, though. Scary. Can you imagine if that had carried on and all the cars were underneath it? Oh, it doesn't work. What I'm thinking about. What's the purple thing across the bridge? The purple thing is, it looks like the light above the signs. Or a drainage pipe, one or the other. It depends if that bridge could have, you see the two metal things sticking out from it. That could be that there's a sign on it. That does look more like trunking of some description that's carrying cables. And they'd be put in plastic like that in case they fell off. If the cables fell off, that would be more dangerous than if they fell off in plastic. So it looks like some kind of conduit going across the bridge. I don't think that is going to be anything to do with the accident. Because no one's near that side of it yet, are they? Interesting how they're going to salvage that, though. But they will. I will say that in London and Kent, they have dedicated motorway police that are amazing. They can get the motorway back open. I mean, OK, it's going to take like 5 hours or something. But, you know, years ago, that had taken 5 days. We have a bridge close by. And it is part of the M60, which is the equivalent ring road around Manchester. So the M25 is around London, the M60 is around Manchester. And there was this bridge. It goes over the ship canal. It's a huge bridge. It has to be so tall so it can let the taller ships through. So this thing is, it's huge. I'll try and get a picture of it. And... If that has to be closed to high-sided vehicles if there's wind, because it's that tall. What do they call the bridge? Let's try bridge over ship canal. That might do it. It's in Earlhamish Way. Let's have a look. No, not that one. Not that one. No, none of those. We've got the Barton Swing Aqueduct. That closed years ago. The Thelwall Viaduct. You don't want to go there. It's huge. Let's try Manchester Ship Canal and see if we get the out. Let's try motorway bridge over. That might sort it. Thing with this bridge is that the one? No, it's not the Thelwall Viaduct. Crying out loud. Does ours not count? There you go. Barton High Level Bridge. That's it. Well, that would be good if we could see it. Good grief. Was this when they were building it? I think it was. It was known as the Stretford Eccles Bypass in 1960. Let's have a look at it. Oh, these pictures are very good, but they're so far away you can barely see the bridge. There you go. That one's not bad. Not bad at all. We'll have that one and we'll cloudly it. But this bridge is so bad. If there's an accident on there, it would be closed for 3 weeks. No joke. In fact, when they were building it, and it opened in 1960, so they're building it in the 50s. There were hundreds of people died building the thing. As you'll see from this picky, it's quite long. And because it's so wide, it doesn't look that tall. But trust me, it's that it's very tall. The other reason they have to close it, so they would close it to all vehicles if it's too windy. They would close it to high-sided vehicles if it's less windy but still dangerous for them. And the other thing that they close it in both directions for is when someone decides they're going to jump off it. And trust me, that happens quite a lot, unfortunately. Right, there is a picky of it. Ooh, let's have a look at this. Right, I think I've got all of that linked, but possibly not. Hello, Anthony. How are you doing? Let's have a look at that link. Let's have a look at that. Go away. Set dresses and vintage cars spotted as All Creatures Great and Small Series 2 starts filming. Oh, they look fantastic, don't they? That looks like the car from Bergerac, only a different colour. Bergerac's was maroon, and that's green. Oh, how exciting. I recorded all of those and haven't had a chance to watch them yet. Although I don't know if I recalled. Did I record the Christmas one? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But that's so exciting, isn't it? You know, I didn't see the original series either. I think I was a little bit too young to appreciate it, to be honest. That would have been nice. Oh, this isn't letting me click on anything. Crying out loud. Oh, well, never mind. It's moaning about an ad block. So I won't worry about it. There we go. Right. I've got that in there. Okay. So did you get to see series one in the end? In the States? Was it broadcast somewhere? What else have we been up to today? Oh, it's been all about writing code today. You know this busman's holiday we're on? It's all about code. It's really nice, actually. I love the fact that when we're working, we don't have time to improve the process or anything with what we're doing. It's just a case of like, get it done, get it done. Every now and then, you'll have a brainwave regarding an improvement you could make. But even then, you've got to try and like, oh no, now I need to like backfill that into this and write some code for that. And it's like, it's a choice between doing the next whatever and actually improving the process. But when we're on our busman's holiday, it's like, right, we're all sorted. Yeah, but that could be better, couldn't it? Anyway, we've spent all day doing that. We've managed to cut off, I would say about 40% of the time it takes to do certain jobs because I've taken the time and written the scripts. Mike's been sat there with like, wow, wow. You know, did not know that was possible. I'm hacking code out. You've seen the first series, but the second series in production so much better. You like season one. Excellent. Oh, Renee's installed Vivaldi. Is that because I've got Mad Mike on my Johnny board? I have Mad Mike on the Johnny board, Mad May, and I've got Vivaldi, and I've got the Finder thing that was suggested, and the other stuff is in the list. Is that why Vivaldi's being installed? Vivaldi's lovely. It really is amazing. And I appreciate it so much when I go to another browser, it's like, oh, that doesn't work. I have had some success, though. Yes, I was surprised as well, with something specific, which was, if you remember, had an extension to add things to things, if you're with me. And the problem is trying to get stuff to work the same in every browser. The one that's giving me the major grief is Firefox, of course, as you would know. And I'm even going in here and that isn't letting me do it either. Let's try that. Oh, that might actually work. We'll give it a go, see if it works. But I found a way to make it the same in all the browsers. So again, it's not huge things that we're trying to do, you know. It's the tiny little things that you do 50 times a week. Oh, another one was, we publish a post to MacBytes every week with the links in to After Hours. But the problem is, once you've published it, that's it, you've published it. and you would have to go in and manually edit it. So I don't want to publish it until I know what we're doing, but sometimes we don't know what we're doing until the absolute death. And then it's not there for the show. So that just happened. So I said to Mike, oh, hang on. I said, we've got Ulysses now, and Ulysses will let you publish a blog post. So that's what we use. But it will also let you edit that blog post. And that's totally new. So that's working fabulously well. It's like, oh, good grief. Everything's pulling together. Today has been one of those days where everything's pulled together nicely. You know what that means, don't you? Tomorrow's going to be a complete disaster. Everything's going to fall over. But never mind, hey, never mind. Oh, Tricky Woo. I do know that Tricky Woo's a dog, isn't it? A little lap dog thing. I will have to watch this. And Anthony's just installed Vivaldi as well. We're all going to be on Vivaldi. Vivaldi's very good. The beauty of it is it's got all its own features and it's got all the Chrome features as well. So I'm able to install all the Chrome extensions. One of the things that saves me time, literally, and again, it's the kind of time saving that although it might be saving you 2 minutes, it's 2 minutes 20 times over. And it makes a difference between being able to do something and not. It's that QR code thing. In the URL bar, you will find a QR code, a little QR code. When you click it, it will make you a QR code for that page. You can either save it or copy and paste it. It's just genius. Love it. Love it. Love it. Obviously, I put the sidebar, the tabs at the side. And I did that so I could see the names of them. Like I've got maybe two or three tabs and the one's got the MacBytes icon and one's got a show icon. And then the next has got the MacBytes FM icon. So I moved them at the side when I installed this machine and I quite like it. The only issue is where you've got a page where the title is too long to actually see the whole thing. So that happens when I've got a marooned at MacBytes headquarters open. I can't see the day number at the end. If Notion was in a good mood, and today it has not been in a good mood, I would be able to change all of those. So instead of having marooned at MacBytes headquarters in full, I could either have marooned and then a day number or MAMHQ and a day number. But when I tried it, it wasn't in a good mood. So Mike and I literally let each other know when it's in a good mood, when it's in a mood good enough to let that happen. And today's not it. So I haven't done that yet. But of course, the other option you've got with Vivaldi is you've got that command and E, which is just stunning. One thing that happened in Vivaldi, and I don't know how it happened, it automatically changed my search engine to Bing, unless I did it, because I was testing Bing at one point. So it's Binging at the moment, but you know, it comes up with results, so I'm not concerned about it. I haven't bothered changing it. But Command and E, absolutely love Command and E. Your only problem is when you're somewhere that Command and E does something entirely different. And then it's like, what are you doing? But Command and E is like Alfred, but inside Vivaldi. So if you press Command and E, the beautiful thing is the tabs that you've got open. So like I've got 18 tabs open at the moment. They are at the top of the list. You don't even have to start typing. But for instance, I've got open from after hours 120, 121, 122 and 123. And the reason is I'm still processing the slides into them. So they're open. But when I look at the tab list, all I have to do is Command and E and then press, you know, 0123 and it comes up. I just pressed the down arrow three times and there it is. And if that was open before, but it's not open now, then it would be listed in the history. Oh, it's just too clever. Too clever. Alfred in my browser. I love that. In fact, there's not much I don't like about Vivaldi. It was, I would say, slower than the other browsers at one point. But they fixed that in the 3.7 update. Rene was curious and had some time on his hands, but you just could not find how to get Speed Dial to work. Oh, that's simple, Rene. That's not a problem at all. All you need to do to get Speed Dial to work, you don't need the thing installed. I know that's really unusual. And there is a caveat to doing it if you don't have it installed. But let me have a quick look. Yeah, you can work all of that out as well. Right. What you need to do to have that work is you go to this URL that I'm about to paste in. And if you've got an account, then you would log into it. But you go to that URL Having copied that URL, you then go to the preferences of Vivaldi. And in the general section, middle, it says homepage. You just make that your homepage. So instead of it starting at the start page, you put the you click the radio button for specific page and you paste that in and you're done. That's it. I did install it because it's an extension, a Chrome extension. So I installed it, but it wasn't having it. It just didn't work. It was one of the very few that didn't work. But how I got it to work was just change my homepage to my speed dial, and that's it. Obviously, you don't have as much control over adding pages and stuff, but it works. Oh, we've got treats, acres of them. Put them on the desk. Somebody's got eyes on storks.
She has.
Right, now what haven't we had in a while, Lola? Oh, I know, venison sausages. Succulent beef with venison sausages. That's what we'll do. They are being opened right now, Lola. So brace yourself, incoming for sausages. Oh, you are a lucky, 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 lucky dog. Right, there's the first four. Oh, these absolutely stink, but she loves them. So that's all that matters. Right, sausages there. That would be one sausage for me and another sausage for me and sausages for Daddy. And somewhere, sausages for Lola. Oh, she spotted them. There's no fooling her. Hello, Tracy. How are you doing? Kim has been adding continuous education to LMS. You have to track credits for you. Oh, is that coming along nicely?
On that one.
Don't forget your questions as well. Don't forget your questions. In fact, talking of dental things, Kim, got a message from my dentist today. Right, I've not forgotten you. There you go. There's your sausage. Right, let Mummy get the letter from the dentist. It's on very thick paper as well. Should have sent an email. Been cheaper, given what it's saying. Right, let's open the letter up and read the letter out. There's your other sausage. Oh, you're a lucky girl. Right, different glasses. If I'm reading, I need different glasses. Okay, here's my letter from the dentist. Thank you for everything this year. As all the challenges we faced together in 2020 couldn't have been weathered without your support. Thank you. Please rest assured that throughout all of 2021, you can depend on our dedicated team to not only care for your oral health, but also do everything we can to protect your overall health. Oh God, if that means touching me, you can forget that. As a dental practice, our team has years of experience working to the highest standards of cross-infection control, and we're proud to say that in 2020 we implemented all the necessary precautions to ensure our practice is always a safe space for you. Do you want a mini bone now? I'm going to take this over there. I'm in the middle of reading this. You naughty little dog. I'm starving, Daddy. Right, what's this one? This is a jumbo. If you eat any more, you'll burst. Poor. Don't look at me like that. Right, other one. Okay.
Now she will, because to put it delicately, more's gone in than's come out today.
There you go, she will burst. Right, where was I? Unfortunately, those precautions have had a severe impact on the practice's income. You have probably heard already about drastic increases in the costs for vital items like PPE. The number of patients that we can see in one day has also greatly reduced to allow for proper social distancing and the additional fallow times required between appointments. Your health is more important than ever now, and we are dedicated to protecting your oral health. You know there's an increase in money coming, don't you? This has meant an increase to your den plan fees. We wish we were in the position to freeze your fees, but to do so would threaten our ability to provide you with the best care we can. Den plan fees are usually increased in January, but we decided to delay this increase until May the 1st as a thank you for your loyalty and support. And then there's a load of blah, blah, blah. It's a pleasure and a privilege working with patients like you every day. And we're looking forward to when we see you next. Yeah, I'm sure you are. So I thought, right, OK, increased by how much? So I headed off to have a look. The price at the moment for me is £15.65 a month. And when they finish, it's going to be, drum roll please, £16.25. I thought, but that's like 70 pence increase. Whatever. Not worried about 70 pence. Might as well have rounded it up to a pound. But that's what's happening anyway. So I thought that might interest you, Kim, into what's going on over here. That didn't worry me in the slightest. Not after I'd seen the electric bill, which I will never recover from. I'll never recover from that. Oh, Kim's writing the questions down. Excellent. Excellent. Right. Oh, don't start again. You've had enough, honestly, really. You will burst, girl. You will. Right. Let me know if
Lola, quiet.
You're now making more noise than the dog, Mike. So you'll just leave her be. Or take her outside, one or the other. Behave yourself. Has she got a toy? Has she got a toy she could play with? Oh. Now, you see, that's not chicken.
Yeah, we've taken that chicken outside.
That is a rubber Christmas bone. There you go. Oh, well, that's not edible, is it, Nance? Play with it anyway. Give us some peace. Kim says that's not a large increase. Our prices have gone up much higher. I was expecting it to be like £5 or £10 the way they were going on. But I've got a friend, and when mine started, I think mine was around the £14 mark, but that's about 7 years ago. So mine was about £14 a month. And I thought that was like, I mean, it doesn't cover you for everything. It's not insurance. What it covers you for is two dental checks and two hygienist appointments, which is not bad as far as I'm concerned. It's cheaper than paying them for them individual. And it gives you a 10% discount off anything else. So if you found that you needed another implant or something, then it would give you 10% off it. So I didn't think it was that bad to start with. But this friend was going for two checkups a year and two hygienist appointments. So exactly the same. And they were paying £46 a month when I was paying 14. I'm like, what are you paying that much for? That's criminal. But I wasn't surprised in a way, because they've been paying this for the last like 20, 30 years. Now, when I would have been 25, I think. Let me think. Yeah, 25. When I was 25, I had some dental work done. And when I'd finished, it was like, okay, so what's the situation with like a Denplan situation, where you pay monthly, but you get your thing over the year? And it was, we can calculate that for you. And they came back and they said £38. And I said, a month? And he said, yeah. And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. I was a student. And although normally as a student you would get a grant of some description, I didn't, because I chose to go private. So if I'd have gone to a normal university, like the one we had here. Did I ever tell you about that, Mike?
No.
Went up to Manchester, to the bookshop at Manchester University. And I said, oh, Mum, I can't go in. And she said, why, what's the problem? And it was in like a little shopping arcade. It absolutely stank. Now, I know from Mike and Mum, I am ultra highly sensitive to smell. It smelt like a toilet. I'm not kidding you. You would have fallen over. But Mum was like, well, it's not pleasant, but it's not that bad. And I'm like, no, I'm falling over. So having been to a university, a standard university, I decided, yeah, I'm having none of that. So I went to this private college. But the knock-on effect of that was I didn't get a grant. So I had zero income unless I decided to work. And I had to pay for everything that you would normally pay for. Car travel to London and back. Every 5 minutes, honestly. So £38 a month, I just didn't have it. So if he'd started paying £38 all those years ago, I wasn't surprised in a way that it was £46. What I was surprised about, that mine was about 14, and now it's £16.25. And I'm not worried about the fact that it's £16.25. There you go. Ooh, I'm loving that. Kim's been taking some robotic implant courses. It's a game changer. Oh, robotic in what way? Is this like all automated? How does it work? Oh, wow. There was some situation here that was, they're like 3D printed or created for you, something that sat over the gum line. And this thing had a hole in it, and that was exactly where you were supposed to drill. So it had all been worked out on the computer and then produced in such a way that you just sat it over the gum and then it did the rest. So you couldn't go wrong. You were still drilling the hole, but you couldn't even go a millimetre wrong. I didn't have that. Chris just did it. He was the kind of guy who did it by his gut. Think Gibbs, only with a drill in his hand. And he didn't even send me for like another x-ray. He took x-rays there. He had a look at them. And he said, no, it's going to be fine. And that was that. And he even showed me the nerves on there and said, we've got to avoid the nerves. And the funny thing was, and I know this is idiotic, but I'll explain and maybe you'll think, yeah, she's got a point. He was the implantologist when I went the first time. And I was absolutely petrified. We know this, don't we? Petrified to the point of, I can't talk to them on the phone, Mike. You're going to have to talk to them on the phone. But when I got there, I just trusted Chris. He just exuded this thing that you could trust him. And like I say, he did it without any extra x-rays or anything else. It was more by his experience, by his gut, looking at the x-ray that he had, which was a standard x-ray, not this extra thing. And everything was absolutely fine. And then he moved on to a different practice and they got this other guy. And this other guy is like Mr. Scientific. Everything's got to be done to the letter. So you'd think I'd be much more comfortable with that, wouldn't you? Rather than just, ballpark, it's fine. It'll be all right. But you know, it did my head in. It really did, because he was... I always have this thing, you're treating the patient, not a side of beef. So don't ignore the patient, make eye contact and talk to the patient, because, you know, they're paying the bill. And more than that, they're the ones who are going to say yes or no to whether you want this done or not. So I'd already seen the first one about this thing and he had some concerns. Now, given that he hadn't had any concerns about the other one, he was concerned about the nerve in this on the left hand side. So he sent me for another x-ray. Anyway, by the time that'd come back, we're on to the second one. And he was, on the one hand, he was just looking at the computer screen and not looking at me. So my back was up before we started. Even if he was the most amazing dentist on the planet, if you can't look me in the eye, I'm not going to trust you. It's as simple as that. So he was busy like, well, I'll click here and I'll click there. And I'm going to do this and then we'll make that. Then we can have that 3D printed. And I'm thinking, hello, my name's Elaine. Who are you? Kim's probably laughing a little socks off. But I'm literally sat there looking at him like he'd come from another planet. And then he said about the side that the first one had been really concerned about and saying, I want, you know, to triple check with more x-rays and a scan just to make sure. So it was like a scan where you actually went in and you sat down in this thing and it went round your head. So it wasn't a tube thing that you went inside, because that's just not happening. It went round your head. So he was still quite concerned. So when this other one appeared, he's like, yep, that's going to be fine. And I said, well, just a minute. Yeah, the first implantologist had concerns. Well, he was wrong. I trusted the first one and not the second. So I didn't have that bit done. No, the other one was fine. The first guy was absolutely brilliant. He was absolutely the implantologist that I needed. But the second one was like Anton Mayer in terms of he had no people skills whatsoever. And all he wanted to do in the time that was my appointment time, not the time after, because what was happening with the other two, they would deal with you while you were there and then they would make the models and stuff later. And there was one that was a tray that was made for me to have the x-ray with. And he rang me and talked to me. This is my dentist, not the implantologist. And he said, yeah, I'll get one of the girls to drop it off on the way home. No panic. You know, and he did it while I wasn't there. But the other guy just wanted to play with his computer and make models while I was sat there, which I thought was a bit off myself. Anyway, he lost the job. He definitely lost the job. And the thing was, the last time I went to the dentist, it was the 6th of March last year. And he said, what are we doing about this bit on the left? You know, have you had a think about it yet? This is my dentist, the one that I do get on with. So I said, I'm going to leave it for the minute. You know, I'm just not 100%. And until I'm 100%, I'm going to leave it for the minute. Thankfully, I did. Can you imagine trying to have implants in the middle of all this? I'd have driven myself crazy. So, yeah, that was my story with that. Right, let's have a look. The dentist still runs a drill, but the robot won't let you go out of line, so the implant will go in the correct position. Fabulous. some implants are some of the easiest things I've done. I guess in a way it is, isn't it? You know, you're not trying to salvage something and being concerned whether it's going to hold or not. That was where they were at with some of mine years ago. Was it worth putting a root canal in when the teeth were that fragile they'd just crack down the middle anyway? You know, wouldn't it be easier to take it out? But my feeling back then, about 25 years ago, was no. We're going to save everything we can for as long as we can, virtually irrespective of cost, because I couldn't be doing with false teeth. And back then, that would have been the only option. And I couldn't be doing with it because I talk for a living. And it would have taken, I felt it would have taken quite a while to get used to. But that made some of the work intricate and tricky. And you'd get an infection, then you'd have to go back, and then they'd have to wait a bit. It would, you know, to some degree, if the implant technology that was around when I had mine was around back then, it would have just been easier to just have that done and be done with it. But it wasn't. It wasn't. But I did hang on until as long as I possibly could. And it was just about right. But that's amazing. I'm loving that. So Kim says, some implants make me sweat. My first implant, I had a sinus lift and add bone to the sinus for the implant to work. It was stressful for the first one. Yet the first one should be simple, shouldn't it? Really easy. I had bionic bone powder over my left incisor. And I think I had more bionic bone powder at the back on the right. No idea what that's called, but the back on the right. And you can tell, of somebody who's had it done, when you move your tongue round to the right-hand side, it's fractionally bigger than the left-hand side is because of the bone powder. But apparently it was needed. But then I'm not surprised, because the one at the front, the one at the front did surprise me. I think that was because that was the tooth that actually broke. That was the camel that broke, the thing that broke the camel's back, the straw that broke the camel's back, that one was. So I wasn't really surprised at that one. But I remember him saying was it bovine in extraction or something? And he said, but it's all right. It's not got mad cow disease. That's what I'm saying about my first implantology. He was a scream. Plus the fact, you know, like this, I appreciate there is this aspect of like being aloof as a professional. I totally get that. But he had this thing that I think he had it framed or it was somewhere. Was it in reception? But basically, he was a youngish guy. He was only in his 30s. And he'd got, I think, two or three children. One of them had a serious heart defect and had had that many operations to even survive. I think he was 3. And he decided that the hospital, the children's department, this paediatric heart department, had no money for scans and stuff like that. So he decided he would do not just a marathon, it was some kind of ultra thing. Because he ran anyway, but this was some kind of ultra challenge. And he'd do it sponsored, and he raised thousands of pounds for them. I just thought, that what a guy. Yeah, I can deal with that. Can't deal with the geeks out there looking at the computer screen and not me, though. Couldn't deal with him. Let's have a look. Renee says, I've not visited a dentist in the last year. Cancel the dental insurance. Meanwhile, I've saved enough to get great dental work done. £48. It's a lot, isn't it? I didn't bother cancelling it, even though I haven't been. Anything could happen with me where I need to go tomorrow. So there's no point cancelling it all and then starting it all up again. So I didn't bother, you know, and I'm still going to have to go at some point. I need the hygienist. I don't like to admit it, but
there's
only so much you can do yourself. And when you're used to having teeth as clean as mine were since I started going, which was 2015. March 2015. So for 6 years, absolutely pristine. And now I'm like, I can tell I need to go to the hygienist, but I still don't feel comfortable doing it. So I'm not going yet. But I've got my insurance there. You know, if one falls out, I'll be there tomorrow. So I'm trying to make sure that they don't. Anthony hates that. Once had a consultant who spent most of the consultation looking at his mobile, which kept bleeping. I didn't see him again. I hate that. That is just so rude. It's as if they go through medical school and come out the other end believing that nobody but them is human. Patient, oh yes, side of beef. And I hate that. There's no way I'm getting past that, no matter what. I would rather have someone who technically is less qualified, but more in tune with what you need. I really would. I just think so. And, you know, some of these, that's why I hated Anton Mayer in Holby City. That was the whole point. I spent the entire first series loathing this guy. It started off in episode one when he threw a scalpel across the theatre. And I thought, you arrogant, bad words. And the rest of the series pretty much went the same way. And then at the start of the second series, as I'm like, oh, here's the character I love to hate. He started and he was doing this thing, an emergency thing on a plane. And despite the fact that the woman was bleeding out and virtually dying, he took the time to, like, roll his sleeves up and wash his hands and say, hello, I'm Anton Mayer. Is it all right if I examine you? And I'm like, oh, my God, that is a doctor. So after that, I was just mesmerised, totally mesmerised. So I understand the thing of being, like, the best qualified, but it has to be the best qualified whilst at the same time making me feel safe. And then that's it. That's where we need to be. It's always best to get the person you feel best with. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I guess there's sometimes they don't want to particularly deal with you. You know, you never know. You never know. People are strange. But I think it helps you heal if you're not wound up like a coil spring. And this guy just wound me up like a coil spring. And I mean, the one before that, I only saw him twice, and trust me, that was three times too many. That was the one that I went in, and he had all these posters about implants, and I'm relaxing, thinking it's okay. You can get an implant. You know, you've got enough money to get an implant. You do not have to have teeth removed. You can get an implant. And he, the first thing out of his mouth was, we're a million miles away from implants. And I'm thinking, well, if you've got teeth, you are. If you haven't, like, you've got a gap, hello. But it turned out afterwards he didn't do the implants. So while these posters were in his surgery downstairs, it was the guy upstairs that did the implants. So he just wanted to take teeth out and give you false teeth, because that was what he did. He was a man with a hammer, and to him everything looked like a nail. So I did find out why afterwards, but I couldn't be doing with him. So as far as he knows, he put a temporary filling in March 2015. And as far as he knows, I've still got it. I wonder what he'd think if he saw me today and I gave him a big smile. And do you know what was so funny with that? About a year afterwards, so I'm at my other practice at that point in my happy place. And he gets talking to this lady, and she was a bridesmaid at my mum's wedding. So, known this lady years. So she said something. She said, oh, where do you go, dentist? So I said Maple Road and explained where it was. I said, where do you go? She said, Eastway. Well, the blood must have drained from my face. So I assumed, she said, I'm really happy with him. He's lovely. So I assumed she must have the one upstairs then. So I said, oh, who do you see? She only said the guy downstairs. And then I looked at her and I said, yeah, tried that, idiot. And she was like, no, he's lovely. I thought, he's lovely if you don't need anything. So I said, did you need anything doing? She said, no, I've got false teeth. I thought, well, that explains a lot, doesn't it? Oh, you've got to love it. Kim did all the models when the patient was at home. Exactly. I mean, if the patient is somebody like my cousin when he was a lot younger, who was told by his mother he was going to be a dentist. She's still cleaning her feet over here. And he was having treatment. Then he might have loved somebody like this guy who could talk him through what he was doing on the computer and stuff. I was less concerned about the computer side, more concerned about, you know, we call it a TNA. If I'm talking to somebody about what they need from me, a training needs analysis. I'm talking to you about what you need. I am not sitting here making up lists and models of how we'll do things before I've even ascertained what it is we're trying to do. And that's the bit that gets me. So yeah, all of that should be done on, unless they're particularly interested. Oh, Simon, what's an implant? Yes, it's a screw, isn't it? Well, it's a socket that goes in the jaw and then a screw on top of it. And I've had two different kinds. I've had one that was attached to the screw, and I've had another one where they swapped the screw. The screw went clean through the, what are we calling that? The tooth that they're putting on. and then they fill the top of it. In fact, my dentist changed one kind to the other because it fell out twice. But it's not as bad as it sounds. It's a wonder you've not seen any on Facebook, because I notice on Facebook, even though I've never mentioned anything dental on there, they are constantly saying the price of implants in your area. Because it seems a lot of people, way more than I thought, seem to be in need of an implant. So it's not the kind of implants you're talking about. Oh, wow. Alex had an ultrasound scan to model the tooth, but the crown disintegrated twice in 18 months. That's not good. Because mine have been in since... We did them twice, actually. It's a long story. So that would have been... We started 2015, so they'd have been finished 2016. I think the second time we did them, it was either 2017 or 2018. Probably 2017 at some point. But I was much happier the second time. There you go. But if they've been on that long, one decision that was taken was whether you put the crown on the implant with permanent cement or temporary cement. And logic would say to me, permanent, don't want to lose it. But the issue then is, if it's permanent cement, you can't take it off if you need to do anything with the implant. So actually, they are all attached with not permanent attachments, which means they could well come off. So it did come off. I think it was the fourth time we decided we need to do something with it. The thing was, I could eat virtually anything. It would just come off because it felt like it. That was because we redid it. It didn't come off the first time. But when we redid it, it did. They were designed differently. But losing it twice in 18 months is bad news, isn't it? Usual dentist said going to do usual x-rays. It's been fine. As long as it's okay now. An implant here per implant is probably around 3,000. It depends. You could get, there's two different kinds here. When people talk about implants, they're actually talking about two different things. You'll see some adverts and you'll see some horrific dental states. And then there'll be a perfect smile. And what they're not telling you is that that's just like a retained denture. You've got four implants, two at the top, two at the bottom, and they screw a denture to it with like 20 teeth hanging off it. Or the requisite number of teeth hanging off, you know, at top and bottom. The other way is the way that mine is, which is they replace the teeth that are missing or that are that far gone, leave them be, you know, get rid of them. So that's the second kind, and that's probably more expensive because they're doing more work. They're doing the full implant, and then they're doing work on the individual tooth as well. So at the back, I had two implants, and then the crown was a bridge between them, and I've got two others on the other side. All told, it probably came out about 3,000 per implant. I don't know whether they got cheaper, Kim, or do they go up in price? Because when I first looked at them many years ago, it was like, that'll be £26,000. And I'm like, yeah, that's not happening. That's a house. Back in the day, honestly, when I looked at implants for the first time, it was £26,000 an implant and a house you could get for about, you know, £25,000. So, yeah, that didn't happen back then. That's why not. Kim thinks they're expensive. Yeah. Here you wouldn't get cover on insurance for them, but you could insure them afterwards. So once they're installed, once they're implanted, you could put them down as insurance and then pay more insurance. I decided not to. I thought that they would last long enough that to be paying out silly amounts per month, I'd be better off putting that away and then thinking about it later, and the dentist agreed. You know, once they're in, that should be fine as long as you're looking after them. Renee's insurance only covers €500. You have to pay the rest anyway. My insurance is the minimum, so I get 10% off, but if I need anything, then I pay for it. But, you know, in 5 years, I haven't needed anything else. So I think the first quote all those years ago was because, well, you've had this work, you've had veneers, And they might come off. Yeah, they did. Trust me. Glue. Not good. Not good. I'd have those redone. Not three times. But it, I think it was just that's the state of dentistry at the time. And there wasn't much they could do. You can't remix the glue, can you? That will happen over years. That side of it will improve. They were okay. They carried me through to when I actually needed to have it done. And at that point, I got the practice that I needed to get. So I was quite happy with that. Not a problem. And if I have to pay for more, then I have to pay for more. You see, Kim was in the business of saving teeth. You only recommended implants as a last resort, but some dentists use them as an easy way to repair. Yeah. I think with mine, it was clear cut. What I find strange is these people who go in and their teeth are healthy and I would say perfect in terms of, you know, they were the teeth you were born with and they look fine. And then they have them butchered and replaced with crowns on, you know, either veneers or crowns just to look different. One who did that was Posh Spice. Now, Kim said there was a name for this. Her teeth, not just the front teeth, all her teeth kind of tilted backwards fractionally. Nothing that bad, you know, they just tilted back fractionally. She had the whole lot dealt with. And another one who did that had the whole lot changed in terms of the colour and the shape of them was Cheryl Cole. And I remember at the time, you know, this is the early 2000s. And I'm thinking at the time, I'd just die for teeth. You know, I wouldn't. The colour that mine were was bad, although by that stage I had veneers. And they were, I was in pain constantly for like 25 years. Yeah, you could live. You learned how to mix your medications to get you out of pain if it was absolutely important. But these people had teeth that weren't giving them any problems at all. And they had all that done to them. Want locking up was what I was thinking. So mine was clear cut. And the guy that I went to was more like Kim. yeah, we're going to save these teeth. Only in his case, you know, it was going to put false teeth in because I'm good with false teeth. Oh, there you go. Oh, Kim, you're frightening folk. If a patient doesn't take care, they'll not last a lifetime. I said to him that I wanted mine to last a lifetime. So I do look after them. And one of the things that they won't, well, they would tell you to stop doing it. They don't like doing it if you're going to carry on smoking. I didn't realise the extent to which, if you smoke, it affected your teeth. I could imagine the colour, but I didn't realise that teeth would just drop out. The first time I kind of twigged that to a great degree, they do ask you if you smoke, and I said, no, I've never smoked, was we had a guy in doing our extension, and he had a couple of missing teeth, and they were at the front top that were missing. And I said, you know, you're all right at the minute, I need to go to the dentist. And he thought I was like either going for a dental checkup or I'd had toothache or something. So I said, no, I said, I'm having a lot of work done in the middle of implants. Well, to say he was interested was an understatement because he had gaps. He would have loved implants, but was too scared to go and sort of see how much it was and what was involved. So he was fascinated. Like, can you tell me all about it? But the thing was, you know, he was a smoker. And during the course of doing the job, I think he lost another tooth. So they will do it, but they highly, highly, highly recommend that you stop smoking. And I don't know to what degree he really wanted to stop smoking. I sounded like we want to be together then. are they profitable in this country? They probably are, yeah. I'd imagine so. But there again, I would also say, given the skill required and the time it takes, appointment after appointment after appointment, the way it was charged for me was that they put together a patient plan and like, this is what we're going to do. You were not charged per visit. That visit was part of the plan. And at the bottom of the plan, at the back, the last page was what it was going to cost. And if he'd underestimated, so if he thought we could do it in like two appointments and it took four, that was all included. It wasn't put on as any extra. So I actually thought for the skill involved, the whole thing, I didn't find it that expensive. I mean, other people are like, I don't want to buy a car, and they spend £26,000 on a car. You know, I think the entire bill, what was it, Mike? Was it about 14,000?
Something like that.
About 14,000. But, you know, there's three implants there, and they're £3,000 a piece. So the rest of it came in probably around the 2,000 mark, which for how long I was going, and the fact we did it twice and I didn't get charged twice. There was an issue at the end of the first one, shall we say, that you could have lived with, but I didn't want to. So we did it all again. And so it would have cost twice as much. I wasn't a very profitable patient for him, put it like that. But I would imagine it is. But to me, the skill involved, because it's not just an academic skill of understanding everything, there's a dexterity involved as well. And if you add to that the fact that, you know, you need to have a brain in your head to pass all your exams, and then you're a dentist. Then you need the extra training to do implant work. Then you need the dexterity to do it. And at the same time, you need to have a personality that I can get on with. Just give him the money. That's where I was at. So, yes, I guess it is a little bit profitable. Oh, Renee started using a sonic toothbrush by Philips, recommended by the dentist. Now she's bought one too. Isn't it normally the other way around? Our dentist here, I think yours recommended the same, didn't it? An Oral-B.
Yeah.
I must admit, at first, I couldn't be dealing with it. I could not be dealing with an electric toothbrush. It freaked me out. I didn't like the vibration from my teeth because I'd always been petrified of putting anything near my teeth. But we use that one. That's the one that's recommended. And they also recommended, there's about four toothpastes that they recommend. And I got one that I could bear the taste of and stuff. I used to use one, don't know if it's in the States, Kim, called Mentadent P. And I don't know why that was just recommended. And I used it for years and years. But now we use, what's the one called?
Colgate.
Colgate Super something or other. Oh, Super Sensitive, isn't it? Because there's a whitening one, but that's not going to make a jot of difference with mine, is it? It might do something with Mike's, but it's not going to do a thing with mine. So the colour they are is the colour they are. Mine would only get darker. I would need to keep them clean, to keep them the colour they were when I came out with them new. But brushing and bleaching is not going to make them any whiter. They are what they are now, and that's that. But I've seen the sonic toothbrushes, and I've also seen one. Well, it's not a toothbrush. It's like a water jet thing. That totally freaked me out as well. We've not gone that route, but I have contemplated it. I don't know if it'd do any good or not. Denture retain should have no less than four implants per arch, six for most people. Well, the one I saw here, Kim, it had two at the top and two at the bottom. I must admit, I thought, how do you eat with that? Because there'd be so much strain, just the pure physics of it hanging off two. But the one I saw had two at the bottom, two at the top, two at the bottom. Where did I see that? Because it wasn't that long ago. And they were talking about implants, and I thought they meant proper implants, not retained dentures. But it turned out to be retained dentures, which I think some people think are that's the only thing that implants are. You know, and they're not. You could have that for an individual tooth. And there was a footballer, wasn't there, Nicky Bott, years ago, at Villa. Got headbutted and lost a tooth, a front tooth, and ended up, you know, in the hospital that week having an implant because it couldn't be saved. So you know, that can be done for an individual tooth, but I think a lot of people don't know that. A sonic toothbrush and an Oral-B electric and a handheld. I must admit, I do have a handheld toothbrush, just a manual thing. Just in case I feel like, you know, that could be cleaner there, I can be more precise with it. Also got different heads for the toothbrush, and I'm never quite sure whether I should like rotate them on a weekly basis or what. Some are just bristles and some have got like a rubber piece in, and it says, I think that's for polishing or something, but like which head is the best head to go for? And it doesn't tell you that, it just shoves four in a box and leaves you to it. I'm going to now, the next time I see one of those, Kim, I'm going to count the implants. I would have thought one at the back, each side, and then like one, not particularly at the front, but in like equally spaced. But six sounds better. But then that would cost a lot, wouldn't it? At 3,000 each. Although they might give you some kind of discount on that. On the basis, you're only talking about the sockets, aren't you, really? Because you're not talking about crowns on the top of them. So maybe that would be a little bit cheaper. What they'd probably do here with that is do four or six, but do them as like three or two and then have you go back, which I didn't want either. So I just lay there. It was like, what was that craze? Planking. It was like planking, just don't move. And I think it took over 2 hours, I think. But it was fine. It was all done and it was in one go. When going over a treatment plan with a patient, very long appointment with lots of teaching and questions, you feel the patient needs to be part of the treatment plan. Yeah, exactly. That was my thoughts, exactly. Which I was with the second one. Ooh, Kim, gum disease associated with heart disease. Don't want to think about that either. Ooh. 7 years after college. Wow. You know, in the UK, you would be let loose after 5 years. You'd be 23. If you went to university at 18, it's 5 years. You would be let loose at 23. A lot of people take extra things after that. I just find it so fascinating how long. In the States, things seem to be... Somebody was doing, what's it called? The USMLE for medicine. And was saying how much more difficult it was than the UK stuff. That there was so much more to it that you had to know and really understand. You know, but obviously in the States, you've got a longer period to do that in than the UK, where it's just 5 years and then you're out. Oh, Renee's got the Philips jet thing. Okay, but not very helpful. Oh, okay then. I won't bother. I won't bother with that then. I'm correct about the two up, two down. The fulcrum from chewing would make the implants loose over time. Oh, good grief. I'd have thought of the dentures coming away from the implant, but not necessarily the implant coming away. But yeah, you're right. You're going to make me dubious here about biting a carrot. Chewing a carrot. That's why they put a crown on the back of mine. I've got two implants next to each other. And they put a bridge on it. And it was great for cleaning it. You would clean underneath it rather than try and clean between it. But when they did them the second time, that came back as two crowns. And that was when they started coming off. They didn't come off before that because they were attached. The thing was attached to two implants. But once it was attached to one, no, it didn't like it. But it's been okay since it was remodeled. I love the way that he could remodel it chairside. Because I was thinking, oh no, I'll have to take it off. Then he'll have to go away and then I'll have to have a temporary put on and then I'll have to take that off. And he's like, no, I'll do it here. So I like booked an appointment for like an hour. And the thing was, he would do that. He'd book an appointment for an hour and then the work would take like 35 minutes and then we'd sit there with me like in the chair, but sat like sideways in it and him on his little stool thing while we talked about computers. He had a MacBook Pro and he wanted to go iPad only, but he couldn't because his camera wouldn't transfer stuff. And then when it did, he decided iPad only was the way. Oh, in the meanwhile, an iOS only fundamentalist. In the meanwhile, he didn't know about Pages and Keynote that I told him things about. But I also said, you know, well, you could just get Affinity Photo because he was saying about how expensive Photoshop was. And I said, well, don't use Affinity Photo. It's available on the iPad. Well, that was the end of that. Bought the lot. And at the time, they were on 50% discount. So I was very much in favour. Kim uses the head for sensitive teeth. I'll have to dig that one out then. I'm not at all sure I knew the difference, but I will dig them out. And a water pick. Might as well have a look at a water pick. Single implants, even with lever, will be stable over time. Nothing at all like the denture retained. So in a way, you know, you're giving denture retained implants to people who have probably lost all of their teeth or you know, didn't have enough left to warrant individual implants. And then you're leaving them with something that you could quite understand if they thought, well, that's it. Don't have to do anything now, you know, because they're not real teeth, they're dentures. But you do need to keep it clean around it and they might not be 100% aware of that. So I've never actually heard of anybody who needed to have anything else done with them. But I guess you wouldn't hear, would you? There was a programme on the TV and it covered all of that. And there was this lady. Oh, she was in a bad way. I need to dig out the recording for Kim. She'd love it. She was in a really bad way. She was terrified of the dentist. I've never seen anybody, even my mother, who was as terrified as this woman. To the point when her teeth fell out, she glued them together with super glue and made basically a denture for herself from her own teeth and then put it back in. But she wouldn't let anybody see her. She would walk round with like a scarf from just under her nose, and she would never let anybody see her teeth. Because although they were there, if you're with me, they were bad. The poor woman, and she was so excited. She ended up, I mean, they looked amazing when they'd finished. They did. But they were retained dentures rather than being teeth. But because they didn't come out, she was saying that they were teeth. So, but where is she now? Because I think she smoked as well. And I don't know if she ever gave up. And if she didn't, then there could be problems, couldn't there? Denture retainers are a good alternative to regular dentures, but they must be done very well for them to really work. Recommend a specialist do them for sure. Well, over here, doubly so, because dentists seem to have different specialisations, very much so. So somebody might be fantastic with kids with braces, and then somebody else will only touch implants. So, but I think the public's impression is a dentist, and that's not really true. So if they just turn up at the nearest dentist, then you've no idea what they're a specialist in. They could be fantastic with kids of three, but not great if you need retained implants. What mischief are you in now? She's got a toy down there and she's totally ignoring it, isn't she? Oh, well, we will head off. It's Wednesday, isn't it? Oh, that means it's the eve of Two Show Friday. Would that I was prepared for Two Show Friday. Ah, but we're on holiday. Oh, and as yet, unless I've missed it, nothing catastrophic has hit the planet yet. Yeah, just saying, just yet. This time, obviously. But at the moment, all is quite well. Apart from the hail and snowstorm, of course, on Tuesday, which was... But then we didn't have the plague of frogs today. Maybe that'll be tomorrow.
And I'm going to post the theme very shortly.
Oh, there you go. She's asked about the theme. No earthquake so far. Maybe it should be natural disasters. Maybe that should be the theme. Are you going to post it?
I'm going to post it in...
It'll be in WhatsApp. Well, can you put it in WhatsApp now?
Yes.
Right, put it in WhatsApp.
It's what we said.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right.
Kim's going to love this one. I'm just going to await what on earth you're going to find. And that's a bit of a clue. What on earth you're going to find. Right, are you ready to post it in the chat here?
No. That's better.
Right. His copy and paste isn't working. No. I had that today.
Yeah.
Mm. There's been no tsunamis either,
right,
Kim.
There we go.
Or nuclear meltdowns.
Shall I post it in the chat?
All
here?
Of these have happened on our holidays.
Right, there we go.
Space travel, planets and stars. Go for your life.
And I'll send the email to...
Yes, that's because it's International Day of Human Spaceflight on Monday. So it all fits nicely, doesn't it? I've got the killer's spaceman. One of my favourites. Love that. It's about alien abduction. That should freak everybody out, shouldn't it? Okay, well, we are going to head off for tonight. We will be back with you tomorrow. We're still not talking about the AstraZeneca vaccine, are we?
I'm not allowed.
Mike's not saying a word about it. But we will be back with you tomorrow. So for the moment, it is good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.